بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أطيع الله وأطيع الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. The best is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy from his servant is when people are sleeping, he is awake. And that's why he said to Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who you are covering yourself, and you are happy to sleep in these cold nights, قم الليل إلا قليلا, wake up and keep your night in worshipness. Don't sleep too much, sleep less and wake up long. That is for Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi salatu wassalam. Then Allah reduced it and Allah said, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Allah will not burden any person except what he can carry. So the best time is the time of Sahar, where every person is sleeping and you are up praying and asking him through praising, tasbih, the best that you can say is La ilaha illallah, or Subhanallah, or Alhamdulillah, or Allahu Akbar, or Shukran Lillah, praising your Lord and connecting your heart with Akhirah and disconnecting it from Dunya. That's what save us and that's what keep us on the way of Awliya, keep us on the way of Sahaba, keep us on the way of Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdalus salatu wassalam. Our breaths are counted. As we are living more, our breaths are diminishing and our death is approaching. We don't know when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the angel of death take our soul. So the best time, keep busy, because the best that angel of death come and take your soul is when you are in worshipness. How many people, angel of death came to them when they were in sajda? They were doing sajda and they died. How many time angel of death came when people are remembering their Lord? So what you think when angel of death come and you are in sajda, or you are in Umrah, or you are in Hajj, or you are in your prayer, or you are fasting, or you are meditating, whatever you are doing, or you are making zikr, you think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you are remembering him, and the angel of death come, he is going to take you with punishment? No. He's coming with mercy. So keep yourself busy with zikrullah. That's why Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to one of his sahaba when he asked him, kathurat alayya ash-shara'i', that too much it is on me the different shari'as or the different obligations. Give me something that I can keep always. He says, اجعل لسانك رطبا بذكر الله. Keep your tongue moistened with zikrullah. or keep your tongue wet with zikrullah, or keep your tongue moving in zikrullah. Don't let shaitan to disrupt you from remembering your Lord. Always remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are in the hand of Allah and He is looking at you. So the best way is remembering Him. And Allah said in Holy Quran that remember Allah as you remember your parents, as you are calling upon your parents, call upon your Lord. Or more. Means people are calling always upon themselves or their children or their parents more than what they are calling upon their Lord. Parents or children are not going to give you anything, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give us everything. Don't listen to your ego. Don't listen to your ego when he tells you, never mind, sleep. No problem. You can pray tomorrow. Today let it pass. Tomorrow, can pray. Tomorrow comes, and you don't wake up from bed. Okay, never mind after tomorrow. Still time. But time is running. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling you. He put a time frame for us. No one can exceed that time frame. When that time comes and we are called, we'll follow. We'll not listen to anyone, because the spirit always in obedience. It will follow the Lord. It will follow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calling. O Muslims, O believers, this is the month of Ibadah, Ramadan, and it is ending. Keep all your year like Ramadan. At-tariqah is discipline. Tariqah is respect, is ihtiram. Tariqah is adab. Tariqah is teaching us discipline and respect. Teach us dignity. Teach us how to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because it is the state of ihsan. There is no other innovations in Islam. Islam is Islam. You cannot bring something new. Tariqah is Islam. Tariqah means the sunnah, is the way of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah said in Holy Quran, إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. If you really love Allah, Prophet said, follow me, Allah loves you. Make intention to follow Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdal salatu wa salam, and inshallah Allah keep us on the right track. وَمِنَ اللَّهِ التَّوْفِيقُ وَحَرْمَةِ الْفَاتِحَةِ. Who came when we were praying? Ishaq?
No.